संसार में यदि कोई सुखी रहना चाहता है और शांति रहना चाहता है तो हरि नाम करे, कृष्ण का नाम करे। वो तो कथावाचक थे ना?
नहीं, बच्चे थे।
पुजारी उजारी का काम करते थे?
हाँ जी, सब करते थे, पुजारी का काम करते,
विवाह शादी इत्यादि सब काम कराते थे। तो यदि उनका कल्याण चाहते हो तो भगवान के नाम के समान और कोई पावरफुल नहीं है। भगवान का नाम, कृष्ण का नाम कृष्ण से भी अधिक पावरफुल है, शक्तिशाली है। यदि हम लोग उनके उद्देश्य से कीर्तन कर रहे हैं तो उनको पहुंच जाएगा, ऐसे पहुंच जाएगा, हवा के तरंगों से पहुंच जाएगा। हवा तरंग है ना, ये हम लोग जो बोलते हैं, यहाँ से अमेरिका, यहाँ से चले जाएगा इंडिया में, फोन से बोलेंगे ना, वो हवा के तरंगों से जाता है। ऐसे ही भगवान का नाम इतना शक्तिशाली है, ये इससे भी अधिक है। यदि उनके उद्देश्य से तुम नाम करेगी वो उनको पहुंच जाएगा और उनका कल्याण हो जाएगा। इसलिए आपको ये परामर्श है, संसार से कभी भी प्रॉब्लम नहीं जाएगी। लड़के कभी हो सकता है तुम्हारी बात मान ले, कहीं नहीं माने, लड़कियां तुम्हारी बात नहीं मानेंगी। वो आजकल नई नई सभ्यता में लिखी पड़ी, और बॉयफ्रेंड चाहिए, गर्लफ्रेंड चाहिए, कहीं कुछ चाहिए, तो इस तरह से सुखी होने का ये नहीं। तुम हरिनाम करना, चाहे वो जो कुछ भी करे, उनको कंट्रोल अधिक मत करना। आप तुम्हारी जैसी इच्छा हो करो, हम तुमको परामर्श दे सकते हैं ये, तुम अच्छी तरह से रहो।
और पढ़ नहीं सकती हूँ, खाली जो जुबान से मेरे,
बस कौन से तुम हरिनाम, हरे कृष्ण कर सकती है ना, हरे कृष्ण, राधे कृष्ण राधे कृष्ण कर सकती है, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे। तब कोई चीज में एक नियम होता है ना, सब चीज में एक नियम होता है। तो हरिनाम में भी कुछ नियम है। यदि गले में तुलसी माला होगी और तुम गंदी चीज नहीं खाएगी, अच्छी चीज खाएगी, और जो कुछ खाएगी वो ठाकुर जी को अर्पित करके खाओ, उनको भी दो, और गले में तुलसी की माला रहे, तुलसी की घर में पूजा करो, भागवत है, गीता है, ऐसे ग्रंथों को पढ़ो, पढ़ने की कोई जरूरत नहीं है, वो अपने आप भगवान का नाम करा लेगा। उठते बैठते सोते सब समय तुम नाम कर सकती है, हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण। देखो ये बंसीवाला वृंदावन में यहाँ आ गया हमारे पास में और बंसी बजा रहा है, ये देखो। उसके साथ साथ में बड़ी सुंदरी गोपी है, वो राधिका जी है, बड़े करुणा करने वाले हैं। ये हृदय में अनुभव करो, और जितना जल्दी से जल्दी रोज करो। रोज खाती है कुछ, रोज खाती है कि नहीं?
नहीं, रोज भोजन तो करते हैं,
करती है ना, दोनों वक्त करती है। अच्छा, पानी पीती है रोज?
हाँ जी, सब, वो नहीं भूलता, पेट तो नहीं भूलता है।
श्वास रोज लेती है?
हाँ जी।
तो बड़ी भारी मुश्किल। तो यदि रोज सब इतना कर सकती है, तो सवेरे उठ करके रोज भोजन जैसा ही हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 करो। इसमें तुमको कोई बाधा नहीं देगा, ये देगा नहीं। बाधा दे तो तुम लोग अलग रहो, भगवान तुम्हारे लिए भोजन जुटा देगा, कपड़ा दे देगा, पानी दे देगा, सब कुछ व्यवस्था कर देगा। तुम भगवान पर इतना विश्वास रखो।
वही तो कर रहे
हैं
ना,
है
ना, वही तो कर रहे हैं।
नहीं तो कोई कुछ नहीं करता, वही भगवान ही कराते हैं सब व्यवस्था। तो तुम भगवान में विश्वास पक्का रखो, और जैसे बिमला है और सब यहाँ की हैं, भगवान का नाम करती हैं, गले में तुलसी माला दे करके, मंत्र ले करके, और करो, और देखो जो कल से ही तुम सुखी रहेगी, तुम्हारा सब मनोकामनाएं पूर्ण हो जाएंगी।
तो ये तुलसी माला कहाँ से आएगा?
तो हम लोग देंगे, कल तुम आ जाओ, कल 7 बजे आ जाओ, तुम्हारे गले में तुलसी माला दे देंगे और एक माला दे देंगे, तुम हरिनाम करना ना? और जैसा हम कहेंगे वैसा चलना, उसमें तनिक भी कोई बात नहीं होगी, प्रॉब्लम नहीं होगी, सरल सहज रूप में सब होगा और तुम्हारा जीवन, तुम हमको पत्र लिखेगी कि मैं बहुत अब सुखी हूँ।
मुझे क्रोध बहुत आता है बस।
और क्रोध की कोई बात मत करो, वो क्रोध हम ले लेंगे, हम सब ठीक कर देंगे।
थोड़ा बच्चे काम नहीं करें या कुछ बोलो, रामायण पढ़ो, गीता पढ़ो, वो थोड़ी देर बोलेंगे नहीं नहीं तो बस क्रोध आ जाता है।
तो हम तुम्हारा क्रोध ठीक कर लेंगे, वो तो हम गारंटी दे देंगे, क्रोध ठीक। उसकी पुड़िया हमारे पास में बड़ी सस्ती है वो मेरे पास में है सर, मैं ठीक कर। क्रोध नहीं करेगी ना तो गड़बड़ हो जाएगा, क्रोध कुछ करना चाहिए, क्रोध कुछ करना चाहिए, उसको यूटिलाइज करो अच्छी तरह से काम में। क्रोध करो किस पर? अपने मन के ऊपर में क्रोध करो ना? अपने ऊपर, ये हमने पूरे कर्म किए तो ये दशा हुई, हमको छोड़ करके चले गए स्वामी और असहाय हूँ। किंतु अपने को असहाय मत समझो, सबके रक्षा करने वाले प्रभु, थोड़ा सा ये कह दिया जाए मैं आपके शरण में आ गई, हमारी रक्षा करना, ये सब भार आपके ऊपर में है, बस वो सब देख लेंगे। और जब तक नहीं भाव छोड़ती तब तक नहीं देखेंगे, अजी अपने आप कर रही। When Durshasan having a power of more than 10,000 elephants and he was taking the cloth of Draupadi in the council of very big council, and where Bhisham Pitamah, Dronacharya, Duryodhan with 100 brothers, Karna, Durshasan and all wicked emperors and kings and bad persons, and also Pacho Pando, 5 Pandavas were there, so strong, and Durshasan was taking cloth because he has taken what? Words of Yudhishthira and five Pandavas that you have defeated by me and I have taken your wife and everything. So he was taking cloth in assembly. All were seeing. Bhim took his club and wanted to kill, but Yudhishthira Maharaj told him, be silent. Have tolerance. See what is going to happen. Arjuna at once stood with his bow and arrow, but he again stopped. Then Draupadi was seeing towards Pandavas, not they are doing anything. Then she looked after Bhisham Pitama. But he did like so, not seeing. Dronacharya same. Dhritarashtra was quite blind, worldly blind and also that blind. He wanted to fulfill the desires of Duryodhan and all, so he was also silent. Draupadi, at last, he was hopeless. He thought that Pandavas is help, but they never did. Then Bhisham Pitamah will do something. He never did. All were silent. Then he began to weep bitterly. And he closed her eyes. And oh, Krishna, where you are? Where you are? But he has taken her bell in his mouth. He saw that he has given everything and he has taken shelter, but yet he has some devouring anything. He is doing something very tightly. She thought that by this I may be saved. Like a person drawing in the ocean, having any straw very little, he sees that straw and he wants to take up the but both wrong. So this was not sufficient. Then he saw that, oh, just now I am going to be naked. Then he called Krishna, oh Govinda, Rakhu Sarana, Abhuto Jivana Hari. Oh Govinda, I have given myself, my soul, body, mind, everything. Now, you want, you can save me otherwise. And he told, Hare Krishna, or Hey Govinda Rakhu Sarana, and at once that well came out from his teeth. And he did. Only you can save me, no others. And at once, Krishna came. So if you are doing Saranagati, Atma Nivedan, but if you are trying yourself also something, he will not help. Or he can tell, he can save us only according to his Saranagati, Atma Nivedan, not more than that. So when she left everything, hopeless, only Krishna was hope, even teeth, from teeth his left his bell, at once Krishna came. Where Krishna was that or Shari was that? Shari, you know? He became Shari. New colors, very fine, very strange, wonderful it. But when there is will be Saranagati. Jab Saranagati hogi to tumko Prabhu sab prakar se raksha kare. Koi bhi problem nahi hogi. Nahi to sansar mein problem hi aag jal rahi hai. Everywhere fire burning. Everywhere. In our heart, here, there. Only problem. We are getting old. Once we were a child of 1 year, half a only one day, and gradually we have come nearer 80, and after this, but quite old, we cannot move, our senses will not do anything, and at last we'll die. And problems cannot be solved. Jagat ki samasyaen kabhi solve nahi hogi, solve hogi bas Bhagwan ke naam ke dwara. We can solve anything by the name of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram. Otherwise not. Problems will increase and increase. Jadi aap harinam karegi, tumhare ladke bhi, ladkiyan bhi tumhari baat sunne lag jayengi. Kuch din aisa malum hoga jo nahi sun rahi, kintu ek din woh unko sunna padega. Sun karke tumhara jeevan sukhmay aur anandmay ho jayega. अभी जो हम लोग कीर्तन कर रहे हैं वो सब उनको हम अर्पण कर देंगे. वो जहाँ भी होंगे वो सुनेंगे. वो मरे हुए नहीं हैं, उनका शरीर था वो छूट गया, वो दूसरा शरीर नया धारण करके कहीं होंगे. और जब हम कीर्तन करेंगे कहेंगे ये आपको हम अर्पण करते हैं, तो बस उनके पास में पहुँच जाएगा. हरे कृष्ण हरे एक होता है शब्द ब्रह्म और दूसरा होता है शब्द सामान्य. एक होता है कृष्ण स्वयं और एक कृष्ण कृष्ण जो तो बोलते हैं किंतु वो भगवान का नाम नहीं. जिस नाम को कोई गुरु स्वयं प्रैक्टिस कर जीवन में आचरण कर नाम को सिद्ध कर और नाम करता है, उसका नाम शब्द ब्रह्म है. उसे काम होता है, उसे जो कुछ भी इच्छा किया जाए हो जाएगा, कृष्ण का प्रेम भी मिल जाएगा. और जो शुद्ध गुरु से नहीं मिला और खुद भी हरिनाम नहीं करता है, सब देवताओं की साथ साथ में पूजा करता है, राधा की कृष्ण की भी करता है, सबकी भी करता है, और कोई आचरण नहीं करता, और शुद्ध गुरु से वो नाम नहीं मिला, तो वो साधारण शब्द है। दोनों में बहुत अंतर है। जैसे धान का बीज, किसी में चावल होता है, किसी में चावल नहीं होता। जिसमें चावल नहीं है, 1000 मन लेकर के कूटो तो उसमें एक भी चावल का दाना नहीं आएगा, और जिसमें थोड़ा सा भी धान है, उसमें चावल के दाने हैं, थोड़ा सा कूटने से उसमें से चावल आ जाते हैं। जरा बोलो तो, जो गलत लाए बोलो, उसका अंग्रेजी में बोलो।
Names are two types and two kinds. One is called the Brahma and one is called the Sadharan. When a realized soul, Gurudev, who has perfected the mantra and his practice in his life,
and he is in the cyclic order of Guru Parampara from Brahma, Sri, Rudra, Vishnu, Swami.
Then such a mantra, when we receive from such a realized soul, a bona fide Guru, then only it is Shabda Brahma. Or is Krishna himself, is not different to Krishna, and this name will give us some benefit, some fruit, and we can also realize Krishna by chanting this name. But in another case, when this is Shabda Sadharan, in that case the devotee...
We have heard here and there, and we have written, we have read anywhere Krishna, and we are chanting by this, not by Guru, then it will be ordinary name. It has no so much effect. Very little. Aur bola kya?
And also, this person who has not received this naam from a Shuddha Guru is also worshipping different demigods and is also worshipping Radha and Krishna and is doing all other things. So this name will not be fruitful. Maybe some helpful, but not very quickly giving results, and also he will be wasting lot of time and no clarification and if we continue.
भगवान का नाम करने से कुछ रूल्स रेगुलेशन, देयर आर सम रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशन। इफ यू आर गोइंग टू स्कूल टू लर्न समथिंग, देयर आर सम रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशन। इफ यू आर टेकिंग प्रसादम और एनीथिंग मील, देयर आर सम रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशन। It is told that don't talk when taking anything and don't laugh. But you are laughing and taking also meal, then it will go through your near here and there and you will die at once. It will make so many problems. So we should follow everything. If you are going to school, but you are going, giving attendance, but always playing cricket, football, what?
Volleyball
and other things. And going here and there with boyfriend, girlfriend, here and there. Then, this is your, yeah, hamari ladki hai. छोटी वाली सबसे
नहीं, वो स्कूल है, दोनों हाथ से पांव की ओर से झुका के।
ये कौन सी है?
ये बीच वाली है।
बीच वाली कितनी उम्र हुई?
16।
बहुत है।
और बड़ी वाली स्कूल गई, छोटी वाली भी स्कूल गई है।
एंड देयर
दिस वाले।
सो यू हैव गिवन अटेंडेंस टू योर गुरुदेव एंड यू हैव टेकन मंत्र, बट एक्चुअली नॉट फॉलोइंग, गोइंग विद गर्लफ्रेंड्स, बॉयफ्रेंड, टेकिंग वाइन, फ्लैट्स एंड ऑल दिस थिंग्स। You are not observing the ordinary rules and regulations. If you have bona fide guru, even it will have no of any use, no gain. And after some time, you will give up the name. You will have no faith upon that. So, when you are taking Harinam Diksha, you should know to what is Diksha, you should know really. What is Diksha? Diksha is called a process by which if we observe that Diksha, by that Diksha, all your ignorance, all your anarth, everything will go away at once. Divyam jnanam tadyatija. All kinds of knowledge is that who is Supreme Personality of Godhood, who is managing everything in this world, from where this creation is coming on, why we take birth, and why we become old, and why you give this physical body. There are so many persons who are blind. Why you are not blind? Why they have become blind? Anyone has taken birth in the family of American president named
Clinton.
Quintal?
Clinton.
Clinton. Clinton. I'm your Quintal. Then, from Wahid he will be rich. Why a person, from boyhood he becomes blind? Hearing so much but always falls down. Why? This thing. So everything will go away. All kinds of knowledges. Who is Krishna? What is bhakti? What is name tattva? What is this maya tattva? Jiva tattva, who are we? Everything you will know by that process. Kha, all ignorance and anatta and everything will go wash by that process. Have you gained everything from at the time of Diksha, every tattva and all sins and all things had gone away, ignorance, then really Diksha is not there. But you are coming in the process of Diksha from that very day. But it is not completed. But if you will go in process which is well established by our acharya, and follow regularly, then everything will be okay. Then Diksha will be. Otherwise, you have mantra, but not in process you are going everything. Sometimes doing, sometimes not doing, sometimes having faith, sometimes having no faith, sometimes taking anything which is not prasad, associating with bad persons, always quarreling with devotees, making trouble and problems for our devotees. Always criticizing others, not criticizing your mind and your heart. Then next Diksha will be never Diksha. So Guru gives this process, who is expert in all things and he is qualified. By his teachings, slowly he gives all kinds of tattva knowledge. Then Diksha is complete. Otherwise not. So these are rules and regulations. We should follow all these things. If you are chanting Harinam, but you have not faith anything, then what will be done? You will not do daily. You cannot do. So always be humble. Always remind this shloka. Trinadapi sunikena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina amanina. Always. morning and evening you should sing. What I am doing? I am Trinadapi Sunesh, terror of Sahishuna, tolerance is in me or not, I am giving proper respect to others or not, and I am always hankering from my praise, that always pleases me. Then, nothing. If the four qualities are there, we can advance. That is why we are not advancing in this. Try to have a broom, very big, of sticks made by
coconut
tree. And daily, in the morning, you should get up from nidra, sleepiness, and take that broom and give in back of your mind always. Always. Then he will be okay. Otherwise he will do nonsense things. And he will think that I am right, all are wrong. And this is Maya. This is Maya. That is why he cannot learn anything. Always thinking, oh, I am so wise. I am qualified devotee. None in this world are different. Like this. So try to observe all the regulations, rules, properly. Chant.
Well, we are in Mahavishnu's dream. Right?
Mahavishnu,
the Yoga Nidra. Mahavishnu's Yoga Nidra.
What is it?
He said that now this Mahavishnu is in Yoga Nidra. Mahavishnu. Yoga Nidra.
And we are living in the world. We are part of these dreams.
He never sleeps. Sleeping is ignorance.
No, but the world is Mahavishnu's dream, the Yoga Nidra. And devotees are in the world.
Yoga Nidra means always handing knowledge, doing all his activities are there. But
I'm trying to get to a point.
I am coming to give you that point. Because he has wrong conceptions. Yogadri Nidra means, what is the meaning? We think that he will be sleeping. No sleep. It means he is always waking. And so many functions are going on. This world is not as a dream. That Krishna, Mahavishnu is saying dream. That all world is dream. If dream, then it will be false. World is not false. Krishna pastimes in this world are not false. Jivatma, we are not false. This body is not false. Sun and anything, moon, are not false. The world is not false. Only false here, the relation by mind which we connect. She is my wife, she is my child, I am this body. These are false. So everything what we are seeing, now realizing in the dream of Mahavishnu. No. And it is not the effect of that dream. And everything is false.
My question is, if a devotee is living in the world, right, doing work, doing business, and he's thinking of Krishna. Krishna takes a hand.
Kya kar rahe hain bhai hamare
shuru. When you think anyone is a devotee, doing devotional activities, but he is a businessman, is Krishna is involved in his activities?
Bhakta koi sansar ka main nahi rehta. Any devotee, he never involved in worldly things. Otherwise, he is not devotee. Is he involved in? So there are so many kinds of stages of devotees. Actually, devotee means pure devotee. Not mixture of devotees. When there is karma and jnana mixing in bhakti, we don't tell him devotee. Only the ignorant person tell him that he is devotee. So devotee is who has given himself totally to Krishna and always serving Krishna, like Pandavas are in this world, but they have nothing for to. Only all were serving Krishna. You see that Swamiji was in this world, I am this world, but he was not in world. Is any actor? He was family man first, but not involved in worldly things. So, as much as he is involved in also worldly things and chanting some, remembering very little, little, little. He is not devotee. We don't consider him to be devotee.
No,
never. No, no. Kanishtha Vaishnava.
No,
no. No, no, no. Kanishtha Vaishnava has so much faith in deity. That deity will do anything, but that person has not this belief.
Krishna Kanta.
Only this will not do. We think that even today he is not pure devotee.
No. But you must do so many things in the world.
I am telling him to come in process and he will properly come in that procession and he will adopt. And when his all activities will be done for Krishna happiness, then he will be devotee. To be a bhakti, bhakta. Agrahai mukti, tabe sarva bandhanash, tabe se haite pare Sri Krishna radas. Iska batlao to? Agrahai mukti.
First, we'll get devotee.
First, Maya will go away. That he is my wife, she is my wife, she is my children, she is this. I am so wealthy, I am so beautiful, I am this body, I have so much affluence, I am so qualified. This is all Maya. So when we will get rid of this Maya, Agrahai Mukti, it is called Mukti. Even being in this world, Agrahai Mukti, Tabe Sarva Bandhanas, all kinds of things, all kinds of worldly attachment. Everything will go. And then he will be afterward that das, that is devotee. Before, we think that he is devotee, but because we are not devotee, that is why in ignorance we tell him. Like a boy having some paper and pencil, fountain pen, and some new books of photo. And he goes to his school daily. And only doing like this, this, not A, B, C, D. He thinks that I am now become a student. And with very like this, going to school. But actually now, even today, he is not
a student.
A student of lower classes, a student of
middle classes,
a student of
higher class,
in higher class, MA, then PhD. Even he is a student. And then he will have degrees of colleges, and PhD delete, then even there is so much thing to learn in this world. So if you have only sadhana bhakti, chanting, remembering, it is not enough. After that, if you have achieved bhava bhakti, you have become like mukta and always observing, always doing bhakti, sramana, kirtana, smarana. And bhava has sentiment from Krishna has come. Even not everything has been done. Even you have liberated fully and you have gone to Golok Vrindavan in this world, prakat praja, no? And you have come to up to prem, pure prem, not everything has been done. Even to sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, if you have gone to reach up to a stage of anurag, oh, so much lacking. Yes, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, rood, adhirood, madan, modan, so many things stages. And if you reach on the top of that love and affection, that is called adhirood, madan, modan, then you see that I am so wretched. I have no bhakti, prem in the lotus of Krishna. I am so worried. Like Srimati Radhika. He wants to be a deer. He wants to be a cloud. He wants to be any way that I can serve Krishna. I cannot serve now. My parents, my in-laws, my husband, all are opposite. I cannot meet freely to Krishna. I cannot serve Krishna freely. So I am most unfortunate. I am waiting, waiting. When she sees that any dry grass, a little grass, Krishna is walking on that. Oh, why I should not be like a grass? That I will, Krishna will walk over me. I want to be a air. That she is always air is serving Krishna. I want to be a fan in Nanda Baba's home. By which someone gives. So I cannot serve Krishna like a fan. Oh, I want to be cow. Then Krishna will come and take my breast in his mouth and he will drink my milk. I want to be a cow. Like this. Very. So these are it. Samay hoye geche? Gaur Pramanam. Kya?
You were mentioning the importance of Srinarati Sanichena. That would also apply in not wanting external appreciation from Guru also, wouldn't it?
What?
In other words, then when Guru is glorifying, oh, you're very nice, Sisya, good singing, good this, then Sisya should not want this. This question.
Yes. We should not want
this. He should be at that time sinful. Though I am not qualified, but Guru Maharaj is inspiring me to go on. So he will do like this and he will be very, very simple. At ease, a very beautiful girl. If we tell her that, oh, very beautiful girl, then he will be ashamed. If you are qualified, even if Gurus and Vaishnavas, you should be like, and don't tell yourself that I am so qualified. Otherwise you are dead. You will be dead.
On one hand, you said that Srimati Radharani, she is saying that the flute is a dry piece of wood, but
yes,
it's so fortunate.
Yes.
And then in the purport you explained that the flute may be just a dry piece of wood.
Yes.
So, what is the bhav of the flute?
What is different? If it is dry, only a bamboo part, then nothing there. But in Golok Vrindavan, or here in
Prakat
Braj, if Krishna is taking, that is Sachidananda. Sachidananda, you know?
And the Bhav is Madhurya.
Like Santaras, but yet he is something doing to be envious for gopis. Hmm.
Something doing for being
envious.
And increasing the love and affection. So seeing that gopis are always hankering. Being a male and bamboo afloat with so many chidra, so many
holes,
and even she is here on the lips of Krishna, always testing, and Krishna is always chumbining, kissing, and we are not so fortunate for this. Like, I want to be a heir of Krishna here. I will be like that, and I will always on the checks of Krishna, and I will always, so I want to be a heir of Krishna, like this.
What kind of faith does this refer to? Is this faith as nishtha?
In Krishna word, in Shastra word, in Guru word. If this is, then he can hear. Because Shastra is telling that you must hear. One slok before this, in Srimad Bhagavatam, that is slok, that you must hear. And if you are not obeying, that we have no sabdha at all in Shastra. Anusriyat, you must hear. And if he has sabdha, very strong belief, then he is. And he is qualified. No, common sabdha.
No,
he is telling simply sabdha, no need of too high nishtha.